Hello and welcome to On the Record with White and Case, the podcast about the fast-paced and dynamic world of big law. I'm Jane Kennedy, part of the firm's graduate recruiting team, and I'm so excited to be your new host. As you can probably hear from my accent, I'm originally from Scotland, but happily settled in New York 6 years ago. With my international legal background and passion for travel, I wanted to work at a firm that's truly global in both its work and its people. And that's why White & Case is a perfect fit for me. Whether you're considering a career in big law, studying at law school, or already one of us, this podcast is for you. You'll get to know our people, our firm, and hear about the interesting work that our lawyers are doing with a lot of helpful advice along the way. And in every episode, we'll go off the record with our guests about the lighter side of legal life. Today, we're going to take a listen back to one of my favourite episodes, an interview with associate May Espinoza. When we talked to May, she was an incoming fall associate who spent her 1 and 2L summers in our Miami office. She's now an associate in the firm's energy, infrastructure, project and asset finance practice, who focuses on project finance in Latin America. I hope you enjoy the conversation.
Hey, May, so great to chat with you today.
Thank you. It's great to be on. I'm really excited for this.
For sure. I think it's such a great time to have this conversation with you. Our 1L applications are about to open up in December. So who better to kind of talk through all of those processes except a veteran, a two-summer veteran, except you. So glad to have you here. Want to go through some of your White & Case career thus far. You summered with us in our Miami office, although virtually for both summers. But tell me a little bit about how that was.
Yeah, I honestly had a great experience both summers. I think the fact that I came back for both summers is proof of that. And it was virtual, which was different than what I was expecting when I applied and that what my sort of older classmates in law school had gone through because of this just crazy time with COVID. But I actually found that it worked really well. I got a lot of work both summers, really interesting work, got to meet a lot of people. So overall, I really had a great experience and I'm really happy to join the firm once I graduate full time.
So now you're a first year, you're in the fall. I know there's so much going on and thrown at you and want to know a little bit about your decision to summer at a big law firm, because I think there's so many different avenues or routes you can go through when you're a 1L. You don't necessarily need to spend your summer at a big law firm, but what was kind of your thought process behind that?
I had a couple of thoughts. One was that I was pretty sure I would work at a big law firm right out of law school, right after graduation. So I was interested in getting some experience during my time in law school, given that that was kind of my at least immediate career plan. But I could have done that only in my second summer, which is a pretty common path. So I guess the bigger reason why I decided to do it my 1L summer as well is that I didn't know what kind of law I wanted to practice. I was very interested in both litigation and corporate work for different reasons. And at the time, didn't really have a clear sense of where I would end up. So I felt that big law firms would probably give me the most flexibility in terms of trying out different practice areas over the course of my summer, compared to smaller law firms or even, you know, public interest work.
That makes sense. And it's true. When you're in the big law summer, you get exposure to so much. And we'll go into that and what that kind of looks like as compared from 1L to 2L summer. But that's a pretty fair assessment of it. So then you were a 1L diversity fellow with us. So how did you hear about it? What were some of the resources or tools that you used on campus or through, you know, other 2 or 3Ls? How did you hear about us and why was diversity, I guess, an important factor for you?
So I actually heard about White & Case's program specifically through a then 3L friend who had done her 2L summer at White & Case Miami. So she sent me the information for the diversity fellowship at the firm. More broadly, as I was applying to other firms, mostly through similar diversity positions, I was using a number of resources. NALP was a good resource. my school's career development office as well. I met with my counselor, told her I was interested in firms. So she helped me kind of navigate our internal website that sort of lists different jobs available and has a number of other resources to help students along. And also I reached out to other students who had worked at firms as 1Ls in diversity positions and just got a sense of what it was like, what the application process looked like. And so I compiled a list kind of through it all of places that I wanted to apply to. And in terms of diversity specifically, I think that has always been something that's been important to me. I was born in Cuba, lived in Panama for some time, have moved around a couple times within the US. So I sort of grew up being exposed to different cultures, different people from different backgrounds. And I felt that that has always been an enriching experience, and it brings a lot to the table in an educational setting and in a professional setting. So I was excited to work somewhere that would value that like I did. And I found that White & Case Miami really did so.
What was your experience, you know, as a 1L? Like when you were coming in and getting work, did you feel different from 2L? What were some of those feelings or thoughts or maybe keys to success to having a successful 1L summer?
So I did feel kind of nervous about that, but I found kind of quickly that that was very much self-imposed and not at all the opinion of the people that the lawyers that I was working with and the recruiters or anything like that. I think I was definitely worried that having only 2 semesters as opposed to 4 semesters of law school under my belt, I would be kind of more of a burden on my supervising attorneys because they'd have a lot more things to explain to me and just I'd have less groundwork to go off of when I was doing assignments. And I found that not to be the case at all. I think everyone is learning a lot over the course of their summers. And I certainly was not treated any differently because I was a 1L. It doesn't affect the kind of work that you get or anything like that. So it was very much just my own worries coming in, but they dissipated fairly quickly. I think if that's a very natural thing that 1Ls can experience. And when I was a 2L summer, we had 2 1L summer associates in the Miami office. And I know we had conversations about this because they kind of were in the same boat that I had been in the year before. So I definitely talked to my mentors at the firm, my supervising attorneys, and sort of shared how I was feeling. And they were really supportive and gave great advice to kind of overcome that. So it's totally normal to go through it if you're a 1L summer associate at a big law firm, but it shouldn't affect your experience whatsoever.
And it sounds like you quickly pivot to mentee to mentor as you welcome in a new 1L class.
Yeah.
And I think another awesome part about, you know, our summer program is that we do have so many of our 1Ls come back and they act as kind of leaders for their office, their, you know, go-to resources, big man on campuses, if you will, that can really help, you know, how to draft an email to a partner or how to ask for work. So it sounds like you had a really great kind of group to do that with for your 2L summer. So you finish your 1L summer and then you go back to campus and you think about what you need to do. Did you participate in OCI as a rising 2L, or what was that decision when it came to you thinking about your 2L summer?
Yeah, so I actually did not. I accepted my offer to return.
Amazing.
Yeah, to return to White & Case for my full 2L summer. I think the same day that I got it, there was not a doubt in my mind. And I did the same thing with my full-time offer to a summer. So I think that's, for anyone who has doubts, I hope that that's a good selling point on this firm. So I didn't go through OCI. I actually started the year, my 2L year with, you know, my 2L summer job already lined up. So it was not a hard decision whatsoever.
Thank you. I mean, I think we have a stellar team, but it means a lot when you hear you're just kind of like, got the offer, accepted on site, and moved on with my life. It was perfect. So thinking about your 2L summer, so you already have a 1L summer kind of under your belt, and looking back and going into your 2L summer and then being there, what did you find was different? What did you find was easier or a little bit harder? What was that kind of coming and re-engaging again like?
Yeah. So I think the easier part was that I knew the firm and the Miami office in particular, in terms of, I knew kind of the work style. I knew some of the technology. I knew people already. So I had kind of people that I directly reached out to at the beginning and said, you know, I'm back. I can take on work. If you have anything, I'm happy to help out, which is, none of those things were true when I was a 1L. I was figuring out the timekeeping system and the document management system, which did not go well at my first attempt to save something. So that stuff was kind of out of the way, which is part of like your adjustment period when you started a new job. So I think that eased a lot of the sort of anxieties of the day-to-day kind of logistical things of actually working at a law firm. I think what I started then focusing on was how to navigate this very steep learning curve that you have as a summer associate and as a junior associate in a substantial context, with wanting to be helpful and actually kind of providing value to, you know, the mid-level or the senior associate or even the partner that you're working with, which wasn't quite as top of mind my 1L summer when I was dealing with some of the other kind of adjustment things. So I also, my work was different both summers. I tried quite a few different practice areas my first summer and just focused on corporate, especially like the project and asset finance group my second summer, because I knew that that's what I was most interested in.
What would you say is one of the biggest misconceptions about working in a big law firm? Maybe it's working with associates or partners. What would you say is that for you?
That's a very good question. I think one of my biggest lessons was learning how to work in a team as it's done in a law firm setting. I think when I was in school and you think of teamwork, it's usually one task given to a group of people and you all work on it together. In law firms, each person kind of has their own discrete task, but you do collaborate on it, even if you are ultimately responsible for the deliverable. So, you know, I might be the only person having this discrete task of checking a document for a particular thing. And I have to turn that in to somebody else, but I can reach out to them for help and we can sort of collaborate on it and they can help me with the product that I'm eventually going to give to them. And learning how to ask for help in that context was something that I was worried about doing when I was a 1L, because I didn't want to seem like I was bothering the person who had given me work. But that's the model. That is what you're expected to do, because you will have questions. And so I think getting over that, my own kind of concern and anxiety, was a big lesson of my 1L summer. And that was something that came much more easily my 2L summer. So I think that was a big lesson for me, learning how to work in that way and kind of bouncing ideas off of people and checking in and not just sort of sitting on your own, spinning your wheels.
Yeah, that's such a good point, because I think, you know, when you're a law student, there's so many questions you have about what does it actually look like? And what does my day-to-day look like? And how is it going to be to approach a partner or, you know, a senior associate or even my mentor, my buddy, when you're working with them? And the really great part about White and Case is that everyone is so approachable that you quickly learn that. Like, it just took you one summer to really learn, you know, they're expecting me to ask questions. I'd rather just ask my questions up front, get to it, and then put together my product and then go back and kind of revise it or accept the edits or whatever it is. So that's really great to hear. And we've talked a good amount of time about kind of what it looks like to be a 1L and 2L and kind of around the work and working with others. There's so many things going on in a law firm internally too. We have social events, we have affinity networks. What were some of the things that you got involved with as a summer associate at the firm, not just with the summer program?
So definitely the social events were really fun and great way to meet people. So I definitely made sure to kind of work around those the days that they were scheduled. But I also attended events for the affinity networks. In particular, I was involved or kind of participated in events for the Latinx affinity network. And so that was great. It was a great way to meet other attorneys from not just from the Miami office, but from other offices as well. So there were, I think we had a game night. There were, I think there was a book talk at one point as well. So they were honestly, they're just a great networking opportunity just to get to know other people. So I really, I enjoyed those.
I think everything we have to offer too, it's obviously centered around work and what we do, but a lot of who we are those programs that we run and the kind of extracurriculars, I like to say. I don't know. I feel like that's a high school term, but
no, but it makes sense.
And it's important too, because you get to, like you said, you get to interact with folks that you might not be able to interact with on a day to day. And I think a really big positive, you know, if there's a positive spin to being virtual and all of that stuff, is that the virtual capacity has expanded so much that we've been a lot more connected than we've been in past summers or even in past years at the firm.
I think pre-COVID, these kinds of virtual, like Zoom or WebEx social things might have been more awkward. And now because for like a year and a half, it's kind of all we had, we got used to it. So it became a lot easier to do that. So I reached out to a lot of people at the Miami office, but in other offices as well, and set up virtual coffees with them. And we would just sit and chat on Zoom for a, you know, half an hour and just, you know, get to know that person and introduce myself. So I really enjoyed that. I think the most extreme example perhaps is that the lawyer that I was working with for my pro bono project was based in the Geneva office. So that I thought was super cool. And obviously we never met in person, but we did get to chat quite a bit over WebEx, and she was great. I'm still keeping in touch with her. So I think the virtual stuff definitely broke down a lot of barriers.
I think it helps to just allow people to feel a little bit more comfortable in reaching out. Like you said, that's amazing. You get to work with, you know, someone in the Geneva office, and I'm sure the opportunity would have been there. It's just now you're more comfortable just saying, hey, you want to jump on, you know, a WebEx or something, which is our preferred method of communication here at the firm. So it's been really great to talk about your 1L summer, 2L summer, a veteran, like I said at the beginning. If you had to reflect back on kind of both your summers with us, what would be your biggest takeaway or piece of advice maybe for a 1L and a 2L?
I think I would say be proactive. That sounds very broad, but I think it's a really good advice. And it's definitely one that I heard both summers as, you know, this is something you should do during your summers. And it's something you should do once, you know, if you decide to accept our offer and you work full time here as a junior associate. And I think that that's the best way to say how to take advantage of the various opportunities. I think you can encapsulate it in being proactive. So on the networking and social side, I think reaching out to people, setting up lunches and coffees is great. I think everyone at the firm is not only super nice, they are incredibly intelligent and talented at what they do and have amazing stories to share and really great advice too. So I think it's not just like a fun thing to chat with somebody for, you know, half an hour or an hour, go to lunch or dinner with them, but I think you can get a lot out of it too. In you know, asking for advice and asking for pointers or even asking for work. That can be a way to sort of work with somebody after you do, you know, you go grab coffee together. And on the work side, I think it's about asking for opportunities to get involved, asking questions, following up. And I think that's very much, you learn by doing and you learn by getting work and figuring things out and asking your questions. So the more opportunities you have for that and the more you kind of carve them out yourself too, you know, the more experience you'll get, the more you'll learn. And I think that's what makes it rewarding on like a personal level. So I think there's a good incentive on both sides to really, you know, go get them in both senses during your summer.
I love that piece of advice about being proactive. And I feel like it could really just bleed into, like you said, every area of your life and just not really waiting for things to come your way or kind of taking control of, you know, what's in front of you, preempting it. So I think that's a great piece of advice. You're just so incredibly poised. I'm so like impressed in your answers. It's been so delightful to chat with you. And as we kind of wind down, we have the off the record segment part of our podcast. So if you had to think about, you know, between your 1L and 2L summers, a time that something didn't really go as planned or a funny moment for you, what's your off the record moment with White and Case thus far?
That's a good one. So I think I kind of alluded to it before, but my very first assignment was working on a kind of informal memo for case law research for litigation matter. And I was trying to save the notes I had taken on the Lexis research I had done onto the document management system. And I thought I'd saved it. It was like 8 p.m. and I could not find it the next day. It was gone. And I was freaking out, all this work that I had done. Thankfully, it was like kind of still fresh in my mind the next morning. So I just sort of typed it up, the overall notes again, and I had saved the cases that I'd pulled in Lexis. So it wasn't all lost, but I definitely did have a very major sort of panic moment. And I think it was good that it happened like day two of the program of my first summer, because these things happen and you just have to kind of roll with it and pick yourself back up. So I think it was good that I just sort of jumped off the deep end in that sense. We had a group chat with all the summer associates, and I was like sending the crying emoji, like 20 of them in a row as I was dealing with this, but it was fine. I got it in on time. It was great. And it all worked out. I got a return offer both times, so it was fine.
That's the most important part, right? And you love the technology and you hate it at the same time. So I totally feel you and would 100% have been blowing up my group chat as well. No doubt. Absolutely. Well, May, it has been, like I said before, such a pleasure. I'm so excited about you coming back and starting your career with us in the Miami office. I thank you so much for reaching out and wanting to talk about kind of your experience. And hopefully, as I said at the beginning, with 1L, you know, applications opening, this could be helpful for someone. And I know that you're always a great resource for folks as well. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. This was a lot of fun. It was great to chat with you. And to all of the prospective 1L applicants, good luck.
Thanks for listening. Next month, we'll be on the record with associates Anna Williams and Paula Cates. They'll be discussing the big question of corporate or litigation, how they decided which career path they wanted to pursue, and the skills needed to be successful in each. You can learn more about our work, our people, and the opportunities we offer at inside.whitecase.com and on our social media channels. Find us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at Whitecase. On the Record is for you, our listeners, so we want to hear from you. Email your thoughts, questions, and topic ideas to us at usgradrecruiting@whitecase.com. Please subscribe in your favourite podcast app so you don't miss out on more episodes. Thanks for listening.